Hi, Andres. This is Stephanie with Oklahoma.
Hi. Hey, give me a second. I got to roll my windows. All right, go. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Friday.
Thank you. I'm doing good. Hey, listen. So today I'm meeting up with. I'm headed over right now to meet up with the lady that's gonna do our logo, and my bills. I mean, like my invoices.
Okay.
And Friday, George is taking the day off, which is my boss, and we're gonna go pay for the. Hopefully this logo goes through this week and we accepted it. Friday we're gonna go pay for the business license.
Okay.
And then we're gonna pay you guys to get this started. But I have a couple questions.
Sure.
I wrote them down. I don't have them in front of me, so let me see if I can remember what I was gonna ask you. Let me see. What was I gonna ask you? I wish I had that paper in front of me.
That's
you're
okay.
Not
so
Google, right? You're not Google.
We are a premier Google channel partner. So when it comes to SEO, so Google is never going to contact you in regards to this service. Google works with large corporations. That's why there are Google partners that work with smaller to mid-sized businesses in regards to SEO. So we're partners with Google.
I'm okay with that. I just want to understand it, so then when we're talking, I know the lingo and I know it's, you know, I know how to address it. So that was one of my questions. The other is, I want to forewarn you about something, okay?
Uh-huh.
You told me that when we put our business name on it, one of the good things that you told me is, I like it. I use this feature a lot when, do a search, then you put business name or me, and you know, wherever, if you have a location on it, those businesses are going to pop up on your phone or computer. It's a great thing that Google has. I have an issue with the way, with one thing though, and we're going to have to try to avoid that because, and I hope that changes in the future too, for it. Because you said that when somebody looks up for my business, all the keywords will appear in anybody that puts in a phrase that has a word, a keyword that's got to do with my business, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
No, go ahead.
Well, so for any of the services that you offer, they would be used as keywords. So anytime anyone's doing a search on Google for any of the services that you offer, like fence installation, when we would make sure you pop up on the first page. So you're allowed multiple keywords and phrases.
Okay. I'm not 100% with that because, for one, it pisses me off when I'm looking for a business, and just because there's a word in the phrase, I get all these other things, which drives me nuts, and I'm sure it drives a lot of people nuts. But the other thing is, too, I don't want people to happen to people because I don't want to get calls. They have nothing to do with what I'm selling, you know?
That's why we would make it, we would tailor it according to the services you offer. So if it's not a service that you offer, we would not use it as a keyword. Like, what would you say your primary service is? What would you say your primary
service? The business that we're doing, and what we're going to pay you for, is for steel building.
Okay, so that would be used as a keyword. And then whether you're targeting residential or commercial, we would change that keyword as well, address it to whichever audience you're looking to target. So you're allowed.
Go ahead.
Well, you're allowed multiple keywords. So whatever services you offer, that would be used as a keyword. We're not going to get you found for a service that you don't offer.
Okay. So during this week, I'm going to make sure that I make a list of the keywords that I just want you to click on there.
Yes.
And here's another thing I'm going to do too. And I want to ask you because prior, this has been an issue with even other contractors that I've worked for in California. How do you control the geographics? Because when we were with Angie's List, or not Angie's List, Home Advisor, I kept calling them and letting them know, hey, you're giving me calls from outside the area, and it's just wasting my time because they did bring in a lot of calls. But it was like, I can't answer the phone to all these calls when they're not even in my service area. And that's one. Two is, they were not good at controlling what I did for work. I mean, I can't drive 200 miles to build or repair a 16-foot section of fence on a residential for some guy that's renting a property that's not going to pay. I mean, I can't go out there, fuel and time and all that. It's not for me. It's not that I'm choosing the size of the job. It's just, I can't get out there for something that small and charge the customer. Okay.
Well, and I'm looking at your Angie's List right now, where your Home Advisor listing, and they have you, the cities that you serve, they have you listed in quite a few cities, just to let you know. There's three long lists of cities that they have you listed for. So if you're not wanting to get found that far out, we can choose the radius that you want to target.
Yes, and I'm not happy with them. As a matter of fact, I'm not even answering any of their calls anymore. Unfortunately, I know this pissing some customers off, but hopefully it'll dissolve them, or they'll have to change the way they do business, because I'm not happy at all. I work with smaller advertising companies in California that got you exactly what you wanted, you know?
Right.
Kept you busy. And that's not a lot to say for a huge company. I mean, but...
not the first time I've heard that.
We need a... Yeah. No, so those are the things that you need to remember when we make this call and we pay for it. Also, my boss, he's like one of them guys that he's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Mexico and he doesn't understand the business side, the business end of running a business. When I got here, he just left his father-in-law and went on his own, and so he's gonna have some doubts the day that we sign up. And I know that I know you're going to generate a lot of phone calls for me. I know that whether I get the work, it's not your fault. But I need to know that once we pay for this and that advertising goes up, that I start getting, my phone starts ringing, or I start.
Hello? Sorry, you're cutting in and out. I didn't get that last part. You want to make sure that you're going to get a return on investment, which I completely understand.
Yes.
We're talking first page placement on Google, not just listing you in a directory, right? So you can imagine how many calls you're going to be getting on that first page. There's pages and pages of results. When you do a search for your services, there's page 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nobody's going to go to those pages. They're not going to scroll through those pages. They're going to base their decision off that very first page, right? So it speaks for itself, really. The service speaks for itself.
Okay.
We're talking Google, first page of Google. So
now, did I ask you this question before already? Will we be able to make adjustments on throughout the time that we're using your service?
Absolutely. You mean like changes on your Google listing if need be?
Yes, or add things that we can add or take out.
Yes,
or,
so if you ever wanted to add keywords, yes, you can make changes, absolutely. From keywords,
now,
So
another question is, it's very important to me to have my relationships with anybody I do business with is very important to me. Are you going to, once we pay for the service, are you going to disappear and then you're going to have, I'm going to call and it's going to be random people answering the phone call, or am I going to be able to call somebody and how does
so
that work?
How it works.
Because Angie is horrible for that. I was talking to this lady that was, she was answering her phones from Jamaica.
Oh, wow.
Working from home and, you know? So
we are we're in the United States. We're based out in California. We work nationwide. And I can tell you this, you're going to be assigned to an account management team. So you're going to have a team working with you that's who you would contact for any updates or if you have any questions. You'll have their direct extension to be able to reach them as well.
Okay. Now, are you in Silicon Valley?
No, we're in Orange County.
Oh, close, you know, when I left California, I was living in Long Beach, but I was born and raised in San Pedro, California.
Oh, okay.
And actually, yeah. And I have a friend, well, he's not a friend anymore, but I helped him start his construction company, and he's out in Mission Viejo. He's got a killer company now. I've seen his website. I don't know who he advertises with, but he's got a killer company.
Nice.
From the ground up. Yes.
Well, that could be
I love it down there. Me and my wife are going to go back to Cal. She's from the northern part, but we're going on vacation this year, finally.
Uh-huh.
Going back. Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm going to come back with a summer because I'm going to sleep on the beach. I'll get back on the subject. How are the fires out there?
I haven't heard any updates, really. I haven't really been watching the news lately, but I heard about the fires. I saw a huge mansion on fire. It was horrific to see, but I'm not really sure about the status of them. It's crazy, though. It is that season. It's going to get worse in the summertime.
Yep.
It's usually when it happens.
All right, so, yep, you got to stand out of it, but...
Yeah.
Hey, I think for now that's, I actually had a couple more things that I had written on my list, but,
if you have them written down, just save it for, you know, I can contact you. So you're wanting to move forward with this next Friday, from what I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll put it in the calendar to call you back next Friday. And what time works best for you?
Well, I'm all Fridays, so it's just, you're just going to have to call. Fridays is the only day you can try calling me anytime during the day.
Okay.
I'm just running around doing running errands for my boss. So we might not even pay for the service on Friday because we're going to be together. We're going to be running around. We're going to go pay for the license. I don't know how busy we're going to be, but we're moving forward with this. And I hope I'm satisfied with all the questions and all the information you're gonna send me. Now on the link you sent me, or I think you emailed me.
Yes.
I read the stuff, but there wasn't a whole lot of information. Maybe I didn't read the whole thing, but I didn't feel like there was a whole lot of information as far as the fine print.
As far as the service that we're offering you, essentially what I sent you is everything that we discussed that's included in the package. In writing for you.
Okay.
So, and then there is a link to our website too. You can feel free to check that out as well. But that's really the information that we have to provide, is just everything that we're going to be offering you. You will receive your invoice via email as soon as we process payment, which is really going to just be the terms and conditions that we will need you to sign. But other than that, it's very straightforward, very basic. There's, you know, we're not.
That's probably a good.
What's that? You cut out there.
Information. Nobody reads through it all the way.
You're cutting out.
I'm glad you're. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna get worse in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad you're staying on top of this. We'll hear from back. We'll hear back with me on Friday, either if I don't call you any sooner. And if you can just email me that real quick again, that information.
Send it to you one more time. Sure, I can send you another email.
Okay. And I appreciate you staying on top of this, and I'll be talking to you soon, Jessica.
Okay, my name is Stephanie.
Is it Jessica or Stephanie, right? Stephanie.
Yeah.
Well, my wife's daughters are Jessica and Stephanie, and I, because that's why I confused them.
Oh, no worries.
Hey, yeah, just because I would forget my daughter's, I used to forget my daughter's name when I was going to say something to her, so.
Oh,
horrible
my
name. And I only have two kids. I don't have a lot of them. All right. All right, hey, thank you.
All right. Well, it was very nice talking with you, and we'll be in touch. Next Friday, I'll give you a call.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.